Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder with you at Fisher Field. Steve Scott back at the radio station. Fourth quarter begins. Second down and 12 for Merrillville from the Tiger 17. Sanders will hand off to Cameron Jordan. He'll bounce to the left. He gets away from one. He won't get away. The ball comes out. It's rolled around loose. Warsaw's nearby it. Warsaw's got it. Warsaw's got it. Schultz with the fumble recovery, and Warsaw denies Merrillville with 11:52 to go. Go ahead and tell them.
Folks, not 30 seconds ago, Roger looks at me in the commercial break and says, we need a fumble. Not an interception, not a turnover, a fumble.
I said, they need a fumble. They haven't fumbled yet. They need a fumble.
30 seconds later, boom.
Bang.
That is what the doctor ordered. That's big time right there.
I don't know who made the hit, but it knocked the ball free and it started rolling north. And Warsaw from the 29-yard line. Sullivan going to keep it, going to get hit, gets to the 30. Give him a yard.
Wow.
Second down and 9 coming up.
And at this point, too, I know we want to score, Warsaw fans. I know we want to score. But at this point, I think clock running off is pretty high on the list there.
Oh, for sure. Sorry, it took me a second to process what you were saying there. Yeah, absolutely. If you take 6 minutes off the clock here, they've got to score twice to win the game. You could really help yourselves here with about 5 first downs. Sullivan on the handoff up the middle, Duncan, and Duncan will get across the 30-yard line to the 31. It'll be third down and 8 coming up for the Tigers. 11 minutes left to play. If you haven't been in the heart medicine, what are you waiting for? Wait no longer. The neighbor back across the street to my right, back behind the scoreboard, every time something happens in the game good for Warsaw, she flashes her lights.
I did not notice that.
Surely she can, if she can't hear us, she can certainly hear the crowd, which has been tremendous. Third down and 8. Sullivan, play action fake. Rolling out, looking, going to take off and run, and he's got the first down outside the 40-yard line. Jeremiah Jordan chased him but couldn't catch him. First down, Warsaw, 10:20 to go.
Just a great play there by Drew Sullivan. That's just a rollout to the right. Didn't see a receiver open that he wanted to throw the ball to. Saw plenty of green grass, got the first down, and that Merrillville defender trying to pop that ball out too, and good job to hold on to the football for Drew.
Good luck getting the ball away from Drew.
Yeah.
Drew's had more troubles with snaps over the years than he has somebody knocking the ball out of his hands. From the 41, ball in the far hash mark. Whiteside is left. And it's going to be handoff up the middle to Duncan, and Duncan will get. Again, I'm looking for him. I can't even find him. It's officially no gain on the play. Second down and 10.
That far line judge couldn't find him either.
He could. And all the Merrillville players turned to run backwards because they thought Sullivan had it, and they were convinced he was off to the races. Second down and 10. 9:20 left. Villema out wide on the near side. Egoff in the slot. Wings on either side of the formation. And it's going to be Sullivan. He's got room, and he breaks one tackle. He can't break the second. He gets out to the 44-yard line at gain of 3. That's third down and 7 coming up for the Tigers.
And that's okay, though. That runoff to the left, that's been there all night. And in all honesty, Drew Sullivan was about a tackle away from busting another big run there.
Third down and 7, ball near the near hash mark. This time the wide side of the formation will be right. And again, without play clocks, Warsaw can't run this down too far because they don't know how much time they really have.
So notice that back ref at some point raises his hand, and then he does this pumping motion.
5 seconds.
5 seconds, okay.
Yes. Sullivan on the counter. This is Quentin Brock trying to bounce to the outside. He did. 50, 45 on the far sideline and pushed out of bounds to the Pirate bench at the 44-yard line. They ran a play. Andy, they haven't run all night. And it goes big time for another Warsaw first down.
And great time to call that play, and you're right. We haven't seen it tonight, but we've seen it plenty this year, and we've seen it run very effectively this year. Again, that counter to the right where that left side of the offensive line pulls to the right and creating a big hole for Quentin to run through, and just a good job of running to get that first down.
8:20 left. The clock stopped because Brock went out of bounds. First down, Warsaw at the Pirate 44. 23-14 Warsaw. With a trip to Indy on the line. Sullivan from the right hash mark. Option play, keeps it, turns up field, jumps over a guy at the 40, and goes down to the 38-yard line. That's a gain of 6 yards and a first down carry for the Tiger quarterback, who now has 28 carries for 166
wow.
yards.
Wow.
Which means he's approaching 500 yards in 2 weeks combined.
Against some really good competition.
And frankly, if Warsaw's going to win the football game, he might have to get there.
Yep. Absolutely correct.
Second down and four from the Pirate 38. Sullivan sends a man in motion. Option play. They go to Duncan up the middle, and he pushes his way and then falls backwards. He's very close to the first down at the 34, and I think they're going to give it to him.
Yep.
They are.
Yep.
First down, Tigers.
Big first down. Huge first down.
I felt like it was, but I wasn't 100% sure, and I did not want to say. I'm really trying hard not to jinx this thing.
Yeah.
I really am. Because I'm really good at that. I did it to poor Alexis Neely at the free throw line the other night.
And as Cubs fans, we know that all too well as well.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that. Well, Leon Durham's not here to let the ball go through his legs 40 years later. Option play right. Sullivan keeps it. Turns up field. Gets inside the 35-yard line. They will mark him down at the 32. That's a gain of 2 for the Tiger quarterback and make his total 168. 7 minutes to play in the 5A North semi-state. And this is the position that teams have been in the last 2 weeks against this Warsaw football team.
Yep.
Watching the Tigers run a play and then staring at the clock and watching perhaps their season fly by. Sullivan send Brock in motion. Stops, stands up. Quentin goes back to his left halfback position. Drew calls out the play. And they're going to hand it off up the middle, and it's Duncan. And check that. Sullivan kept it.
Okay.
And he gets to the 31. It's third down again. 6:15 left. Warsaw 23, Merrillville 14. The winner gets Decatur Central or Bloomington South next Saturday at 7 o'clock for the 5A state championship. Sullivan from the 31, ball just inside the far hash mark. He's going to pitch it back. This is going to be Tucker Reed. Turn into corner, got a block. Oh, and he got tripped up. He got to the 27-yard line. And a timeout is going to be taken here. Timeout, I believe, by the Pirates.
Yep.
It is 5:42 left. Fourth down and 3 coming up for Warsaw. When we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Wow. What a night. Warsaw with their first ever regional championship last Friday, hosting the semi-state, hosting Brad Cease and his Merrillville Pirates. Warsaw 23, 14 leaders over Merrillville, 5:42 left. It is 4th and 3 from the Merrillville 27, and the offense, of course, is still on the field for the Tigers. Duncan behind Sullivan. Brock, halfback right. Reed, halfback on the other side. Sullivan, option play, pitches back. Quentin Brock, he's going to get hit. He's not going to make it. He got to the 25. He needed to get to the 24. Merrillville stops the Tigers at the 25-yard line, and it's first down for the Pirates, and their season's still alive with 5:39 to go.
And that's okay. Like we said, coming into that drive, I think there was 11 minutes on the clock there when they started that drive. You know, and Roger, you called it. You know, if we can run 6 minutes off that clock, that's a win, and I still think that's a win. You'd love to be put points on the board there, but running six and a half minutes a clock off in the fourth quarter against Merrillville, I think that you would take that every time.
Pirates with the ball. They can score from anywhere at any time. They're down by 9 with 5:39 left. Sanders takes the snap, going to throw it, looks over the middle, throws high, and it's incomplete and almost intercepted. There wasn't a Pirate anywhere nearby. Dale or Villama dove and got a hand on it, but could not bring it in second down.
And we've talked about this in the last hour or two, just about that quarterback from Maryville, Sanders, just not the most accurate thrower.
Tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
78 of 131 for the season, that's pretty good. For 1,314 yards, the wind is having a massive effect on this football game. Sanders on second and 10 from the 26 officially. Takes the snap, drops back, pressure coming, flags fly. Illegal procedure against Maryville. Is that their first penalty of the game, Austin? Their second penalty? There haven't been a lot of penalties, and I don't know if that's because they haven't called many because it's the semi-state, or if guys just haven't committed many, but there haven't been many. Now to move the ball back to the 21, it'll be second down at 15.
I think maybe a combination of both there.
I got the last one right, so I'm going to try again. Watch for the little screen pass over the middle here. See if Brad Cease goes to something that he thinks he can get his players out in space. Sanders takes the snap, pump fakes, looking, fires it deep down the middle of the field, got a man open, and it's caught! It's caught at the Tiger 35-yard line. John Peters, the wind blew that ball back over his head, and he swung his shoulders around it, caught it anyway. Wow.
That's as good of a catch you'll see in at this level. Just had to go up and get it, you're right, with this wind, and just a remarkable catch there.
To the Tiger 34-yard line officially. Sanders, hands off, up the middle. Johnson breaks a tackle, runs over another guy, still going, and he gets 8 yards down to the 26-yard line. And the guy that tackled him is a little slow to get up. That is Haubegger, who's been down a couple of times. 5 minutes left to play in the semi-state. Warsaw leads by 9, but Maryville has the ball at the 26-yard line of the Tigers. Second down and 2. Sanders takes a snap, looking, pump fakes, fires over the middle, intercepted! It's intercepted! Is it Cohen Heady again? It is! It is! Cohen Heady's done it again! Cohen Heady with his second pick of the game, and with 4:42 left to play in the fourth, the Tigers have the ball and a 9-point lead.
Unbelievable. And it's the same type of interception as he made the first time. Is just I don't think he saw him. I don't think he saw Cohen there, and Cohen goes up and makes another unreal interception.
Three turnovers on three interceptions by the Pirates. What do you see?
Gaberich is really banged up there.
Well, he can stay on the sideline for a while. Yep. Maybe not even go out at all. They're going to pitch it back. Here comes Tucker Reed. Turn of the corner. 30, 35. Stood up and pushed down. He'll get 9 yards. That's Tucker's best run in the last couple of games. 30 carries, 9 touchdowns, plus the 2 kickoff returns, plus a reception for a touchdown. But they haven't gone to him much because that particular play on his side just hasn't worked well.
Yeah.
4:10 left. If you're looking at your watch at home, this last 4 minutes is going to take forever. They're going to send Chisholm out to the far side. Carson in the game as a blocker. Option play, Sullivan. Oh, tripped up from behind. Didn't matter. He needed 2 yards. He got his 2 yards. Should be a first down for Warsaw with 3:53 left. Maryville's got 2 timeouts remaining. You have to assume that Brad Cease will use them on the next 2 plays.
You'd have
to think
so.
And then hope for something.
Yeah, you'd have to think so.
This Warsaw football team was 3-3. They had lost to Concord in the final half minute. Plymouth tied them up in the final half minute and won in overtime. And this team had Mishawaka coming in. And they have not lost since. Sullivan, pitch back right, Brock to the short side of the field, nowhere to go, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds. Now they're going to say timeout because they say that Brock stayed in bounds, so they're going to stop the clock with 3:16 left to play, or are they? Well, maybe not. They're going to say that his forward progress was going out of bounds.
I'm not sure about that.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
It's a loss of a yard, Austin, for Quentin Brock. And I know that those plays take longer, but you can't take the chance of going out of bounds.
Right.
Unless you're going for the backbreaker, which I'd be okay with if they can pull it off. Sullivan under center. And they're going to run the counterplay this time with Reed. And Reed's got room. Look out. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30 near sideline to the 20, to the 15. And pushed out of bounds. Pushed out of bounds. They ran the counterplay the other way. And Tucker Reed may have just run the Tigers into the state championship game. The ball's down at the 11-yard line. First down and 10 with 3:06 to play.
And what a time to dial that counterplay up. That one was off to the left-hand side. There was nobody. When you get Tucker Reed in space, as you Warsaw fans know, when you get Tucker Reed in space, you're not going to catch him. And the only reason 11 caught him is because he took an angle on that football field.
Well, and Peters came from the other side of the field to catch him. That was very impressive. From the 11, near hash mark. Sullivan, option play, up the middle. Duncan to the end zone! Touchdown! Touchdown! Brody Duncan, 11 yards. And the Tigers lead by 15. And now a critical extra point here. Can you believe it? I hope you don't have plans for next Saturday because you're hanging out with me,
I
sir.
I know. I can't believe it.
Are they going to go for two? Yes, they've sent the offense back onto the field. Warsaw may have to take another timeout. They will. 3:02 left. Warsaw's going to go for two, leading Merrillville 29-14. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 29-14 Warsaw. 3:02 left.
Starting to see some taillights.
Well, the Merrillville fans are exiting the East Dance. Yep. They're headed home. It's a long drive home, and they are getting a head start. Warsaw's going to go for two. Wait till this final pops up.
Oh, I know.
The entire state was waiting to see whether the Tigers could do it three weeks in a row.
Yep.
And they're about to do the trifecta by beating number one, number two, and number three in consecutive weeks. Warsaw goes for two from the three. Sullivan pitch back. Quentin Brock, he looks to throw it. He does. He got a man wide open, and he's got it. Tucker Reed, the two-point conversion with 3:02 to go. It's 31-14 Warsaw. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Okay, you want to know how exciting this is? On my scorecard, that touchdown was scored by Derek Duncan. His dad's down here on the sideline. Hey, Derek, I know it's been a long time since you played, but you just scored a touchdown. So I went ahead and changed that, if that's okay with everybody. I think it's going to get a little more exciting here in a minute. High, short kickoff taken at the 15-yard line. 20, 25, look out, 30, 35. There goes Bogart, and he gets all the way out near midfield. They're going to mark him right at the 50. 2:55 left. They're down three scores.
Yep. That two-point conversion, let's hope it doesn't come to that, but that's a huge two-point conversion to make it a three-score game.
Yep, it sure is.
Like I said, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Oh, my goodness. It's been exciting enough. This Warsaw football team knew that they were up against it. They had to go to Concord and beat number one and undefeated Concord. They did that. They had to come home and beat Lafayette Jeff, number two. They did that. Sanders takes the snap, drops the throw, lobs the far side, incomplete. Just out past the outstretched arms of Zamir Martin, second down and 10, 2:50 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, drive the game, play of the game, all still ahead. Ball right at the 50, second down and 10 for Merrillville.
So I don't know if you've noticed this, dude, and I've noticed it throughout the night. Sanders, the quarterback for Merrillville, he doesn't step into his throws a lot.
No.
He tends to throw off his back foot a lot. which causes that ball to kind of just hang up in the air a little bit.
Well, he's got a big arm. He can throw it that way. Sanders drops back, throws it in the flat. It's caught, and it's loose. The ball came out. Are they going to call it incomplete? They are. Originally, Bogard was the intended receiver. It got into his hands, and the Tigers swarmed him. The ball then dropped to the field turf here at Fisher Field, and the official immediately signaled incomplete. Hard to argue with that. It's third down and 10.
You'd like to think that it was a fumble, but clearly wasn't.
Third and 10 from the 50. Ball right in the middle of the orange W. Sanders takes the snap, hands off. Johnson with blockers in front to the 40, 35, 30. Still going all the way down to the 25-yard line. 25-yard run for J.Q. Johnson. By the way, he's just a junior.
Yeah.
2:32 left. Warsaw 31, Merrillville 14. First down for the Pirates at the Tiger 25. Sanders takes a head-high snap, looking left, lobs it to the far side, and it's incomplete. Martin was the intended target, and again, that's throwing with the grain the way the wind is blowing, and that ball was still wobbling all over the place, and Martin couldn't figure out where it was going to be. And second down and 10 with 2:18 left.
And you said in the pregame, it's just going to be a tough night to throw the ball, and you're absolutely correct.
Warsaw with three interceptions. Sanders only had four in 12 games. Second down, Sanders back to throw. Pump fakes, looks right, looks left. Standing, here comes pressure. He's going to get hit. Oh, he got away, but not far enough. He's going to be sacked for the first time tonight back at the 26-yard line, and Grady Nelson goes down and is slow to get up, but he's back up. Warsaw with a sack. Third down and 11. The Pirates have no time to waste. They go right to work. Sanders hands off to Johnson. Johnson at the 25. He's at the 20. He's down near the 15-yard line. He's inside the 10-yard line. And down near the 7-yard line. That's a 19-yard run and a first down for Merrillville.
Might have got away with a little hold there.
Well, they haven't called a hold yet, and I don't think they're going to with 1:41 left. First to go, Pirates from the 7. Hand off to Johnson. Starts left, dives right, runs into 1, 2, 3, 4 Tigers. They'll mark him down at the 4. It's a gain of 2. 90 seconds left to play. Timeout, Merrillville. 31-14, Warsaw. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 1:32 left to play in the 5A North semi-state. Bart Curtis came to Warsaw 7 years ago. He wanted to see if he could make his style work at the 6A level. It did. Warsaw won its first ever sectional under his leadership. Now from the 4, and flags come flying in. False start against the Pirates. That'll back them up to the 9-yard line. He wanted, at his introductory press conference, he said, I want to see if I can make this thing work at the highest level. And it certainly did. Won the sectional in 2019. Warsaw had never won a sectional before. Through no fault of anyone's, Warsaw got moved down to 5A. Certainly felt like a good fit, and it has been. And Warsaw now is 94 seconds away from playing in Indy next weekend. They hand off to Johnson. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and they will not let him go. Cam Kaufman was the one who ultimately brought him down. Dippin was in there with Nelson on the stop, and the clock continues to roll down to 1:15 left. Merrillville only have one timeout left, and they need three scores.
They're taking their time.
They are. 1 minute left to play in the game. Sanders takes the snap, looking right, lobs the corner of the end zone. It's incomplete. Oh, Quentin Brock got two hands on that. Quentin in on defense, could not bring it in. It's fourth and goal from the 11 with 52 seconds to go.
Yeah, that was in and out of his hands. I think he was surprised that the ball was as close to him as it was. Good defense, though, by Quentin.
Well, and I'm not sure the intended receiver, which was Lionel Lewis, I'm not so sure he didn't get a hand on that. It's fourth down. Last chance for the Pirates. Trailing 31-14 here at Fisher Field. Sanders with Johnson to his right. Two wide receivers on either side of the formation. High snap. Sanders brings it in. Pressure coming. Steps away. Here come other blitzers. And they got him! Colin Heady with the sack with 46 seconds to go. And the Tigers are playing in Indy next Saturday night.
And what a second half performance by Colin Heady. Interception return for a touchdown, another interception, and then the game-winning sack. Just came like a heat-seeking missile, and that's going to be a wrap. Warsaw is going to be headed to Indianapolis next Saturday night.
You boys want to come?
Yeah, I think I can make a trip.
I'll let you come.
Yep.
That's as excited as you're ever going to see Bart Curtis. Hands went high. Big hug for his offensive line coach. Warsaw in the victory formation. They have to snap it twice. There's the first one. And the reality has sunk in on the Maryville side. They're already starting to line up. Bart Curtis came here to do something that nobody'd ever done, and he's about to do it in a way that no one could have ever seen possible. Sullivan under center, takes a knee. That's your ball game! That's your ball game! 20 seconds to go, and the Warsaw Tigers have taken out number one, number two, and number three in consecutive weeks, and they will play for the 5A North State Championship next Saturday night. It's over! The Tigers have won the semi-state! 31-14. Warsaw wins. Lights flashing in the neighborhood. Fire trucks and ambulances showing their lights. And the drone is out and the party is on in Tigertown.
Unreal. That is unbelievable.
You just kept waiting for them
yeah.
to make the critical mistake. You kept waiting for them to slip on the banana peel and they just never did.
Nope.
And they got some breaks. They did put the ball on the ground twice tonight, but they recovered them. And they were on the spot when that ball came loose from Maryville.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I misspoke in the pregame. I said they were 6-3 at one point. You're right. They were 3-3.
They were 3-3. 3-3.
Wow.
And Mishawaka coming in here. Unbelievable. Well, they get a police escort home, but they're already here. You got to feel bad for Brad Cease.
Yep.
He took his Pirates to the 6A semi-state back in 2019 after knocking out his hometown team. And they got this close again. And were turned away by Bart Curtis and the Warsaw Tigers, who now beginning to congregate after the handshake line in the south end zone. Right now, coaches are with them. Media people standing by and parents and students just itching for somebody to open the gates. Who would have thought that it would be this group? Who would have thought that it was even possible to do what this football team has done here in Class 4A? Or in 5A? 31-14. Warsaw, semi-state champions. Headed for the state championship game next Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Steve will update us during this break. Tell us how that game in the South is going. Last check, Decatur Central was winning 13-10, but that was a while ago. And now the Tigers, after their brief celebration, going back to doing what they always do. They are gathering to take a knee as Bart Curtis addresses them. Fists high up over his head. Unbelievable. What a scene here at Fisher Field. They packed out Fisher Field here tonight. And again, I go back to what I said right before kickoff. I think about Phil Jensen. When he came here, they told him he was crazy, that it was he was resume building because there's no way you can make Warsaw care about football Fridays in August, September, and October.
Yep.
And I won't use the words that he used when he kept hearing that. But he said, I can and I will. And he did.
And he did.
And that planted the seed of what we're seeing down here tonight.
Absolutely.
31-14. Warsaw with the win. Warsaw, semi-state champions. Warsaw headed to the 5A title game next Saturday night against, it looks like, Decatur Central. There's 2 minutes left to go in that game, and Decatur Central leads Bloomington South 27-13. So what does that mean? Well, it means this, that Warsaw is going to play Concord, who is number one. Lafayette Jeff, number two. Merrillville, number three. And Decatur Central, number four, in four consecutive weeks.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
We will be there to bring it to you starting at 6 o'clock or whenever we feel like going on. We may feel like going on at 4 o'clock. I don't know. We'll go on whenever they let us. 31-14. Warsaw wins the semi-state. We're back with post-game coverage next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 31, Merrillville 14. I hate to steal a line. I'm not a big fan of that. But I can't believe what I just saw. I can't. I cannot believe not only what I saw tonight, but I can't believe what I've seen the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's beyond, I won't say beyond comprehension, but if the odds are just not there.
No. No, it's time for the final stats. The final stats are brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Merrillville, 15 first downs, 33 rushing attempts for 231 yards. That's 7 yards a carry. Quarterback Jordan Sanders was 6 of 16 for 115 yards and 3 interceptions. And oh, by the way, the Tigers scored after all 3 of those, 1 directly and 2 others. They scored in the drive that followed. Merrillville had 4 turnovers, which means in the last 2 games, Warsaw has forced 9 turnovers.
That'll win you some games.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
And Merrillville was penalized 3 times for 15 yards. Warsaw, 21 first downs, 54 carries for 314 yards. That is 6 yards a carry. And remember, this Merrillville defense was only giving up 99 yards a game on the ground and 190 total yards of offense a week. And Warsaw ran for 314. They've had their best. They've run for over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
In the last 3 games of this playoff. Unbelievable. 1 of 2 passing for 8 yards. 56 total plays for Warsaw. 322 yards for Merrillville. 49 plays for 346 yards. Warsaw close on the turnovers a couple of times. But once again, it's a big fat zero in the turnover category. That's a big part of why this Warsaw football team has once again lived to play another day. And this time, it'll be on a Saturday in a 68,000-seat stadium in downtown Indianapolis.
That'll be something. These kids will, obviously, this is a season they'll never forget.
Them? What about us? You going to forget what's been happening?
No.
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 Not at all. 31-14. Warsaw wins. Those are the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Play of the games coming up next. I can't wait to see which one you choose. You had plenty of options. We'll be back with that next. Warsaw has won the semi-state. They're going to the state finals. We'll find out what the play of the game is next on News Now Warsaw. We try to do things, despite the excitement, we try to do things in the right order. And So we need to give you scores. We already told you that Decatur Central beat Bloomington South 27-13. That's who Warsaw gets next Saturday for the 5A state championship game down at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, and that will kick off at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Let's give you the other scores. Westfield, 27. Westfield, 27. Crown Point, 7. At Brownsburg, who we told you, Gage Reinhardt, who played quarterback at Wallasee, who's married to athletic department staffer Leslie Jackson's daughter. He's the quarterback's coach at Brownsburg. Brownsburg beat Center Grove 31-27. So that's pretty cool. I imagine they'll probably get a hotel room and spend the weekend down there. 4A, East Noble beat Mishawaka. Mishawaka game, a great game. East Noble was destined to get to Indy. Mishawaka loses 18-13. New Pal beat Martinsville 43-7. In 3A, Lures beat Garrett 28-14.
Wow.
That was like 14-0 earlier. Yeah, according to the score we had, it was Garrett 14, Lures nothing at halftime. And Heritage Hills is in a running clock, leading Batesville 42-0. In 2A, Adams Central is in the third quarter, leading Andrean 21-3. And Linton is leading Indianapolis Lutheran 34-21. In 1A, North Judson has been a powerhouse all season long. They lead South Adams 30-0, and Providence beat South Putnam 35-30. And here, the rain is coming down as hard as it has all night, and no one cares one lick, because these people have come here tonight and they have seen things that they can't even believe themselves, but make them so happy. Warsaw, for all these years, for all those years that they couldn't win a playoff football game. And then Phil Jensen came and they won one. And then they won two. And then it looked like they had an undefeated team with a chance maybe to make a long run in the tournament. And they got beat by Fort Wayne Snyder in overtime. They had a team that looked like they were going to go to Penn and beat them. And then there was the awful missed call on the field goal late in the game, which Penn missed, which Warsaw would have won. They called roughing the holder, which was a bad call. It was not. I was there, was down on the field, had the perfect angle. It was not roughing the holder. The holder held the ball. The kicker missed the kick, and the holder, in his dismay, just fell backwards.
Oh, jeez.
And the referee looked at the ball instead of what was going on the field, and that was that. You think about the times Warsaw has been close. They, in 2019, in 6A, went to this school, Merrillville, and they took on the Pirates that night. And they had a 14-0 lead, and things looked so good. But the Pirates were tremendous, and they ended up winning 42-28. And that season came to a close. And this year, 3-3. And how are the Tigers going to dig themselves out of it? Well, like I wrote this week, they just went to practice.
Yep.
They went to practice on Monday, and their objective was just to survive this week. We got Mishawaka coming in. We know that's what that's about. We got to get this done. And they did that. And they did it the next week against Northwood when they were down 21-0 in the first quarter. When they'd run two plays from scrimmage, and they were down 21-0. They fought back. They won that game 35-21. Then they went to Northridge. Remember, that was a 7-7 game because Northridge picked off a screen pass and ran it back and tied the game at 7-7. Warsaw won that big. They got a week off. They played Goshen. They beat them. They had to go back to Concord. They got their redemption. They had to play Lafayette Jeff here. They beat them. And tonight, they beat Merrillville 31-14. And for the first time in school history, Warsaw is headed to Indianapolis to play in a state championship football game. I keep saying it. I keep saying it, and it's almost like somebody else is saying it. 31-14. Warsaw wins. We're going to Indy. We'll see you next week.
I'll be there.
All right. Austin's committed to go too. I told him I would buy him food.
And, you
know, if you give that boy food, he'll do anything for you.
Oh yeah.
Thanks to our great sponsors. Thanks to Steve Scott back at the station. Thanks to Austin for the stats. For Andy Mattis, I'm Roger Grossman. I'm still at a loss, except to say they did it. The questions the last 3 weeks, can they do it? Can they beat Concord? They did. Can they beat Lafayette Jeff? They did. What do you think? What's their chances, Raj? I don't like to talk in that way, but I said they're going to be there, and they're not afraid. And it showed tonight. They got behind. They didn't sweat it. They were in a position where things could have went really wrong. The defense made a big play, and the next thing you know, Warsaw takes the lead back, and they keep the lead, and they pull away, and they win over Maryville, 31-14. Stay tuned. Bob Lovell is coming up next. They've invited. I've already gotten a text from Bob. He says, you got to call in. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I will. And we will be doing that here very shortly. Stay tuned. Lovell is next. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for Tiger Talk.